Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you carved out some time to join us here on the show. I know it's been a cold, cold week, but no better way to warm up than with some Disney talk, and that's what we're going to do today. Ricky and Pam are joining me, but first, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. Let me just tell you this. There's been a study done. 9 out of 10 travel agents agree that to survive the cold and to get out of the winter blues, planning a Disney vacation does the trick every time. I'm telling you, I'm an expert. So what you need to do today is drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials. Of course, there's some free dining offers out there for July 5th through September 30th check-in dates at most resorts down at Walt Disney World. If you don't want to dine, hey, you got some sun and fun. How does that sound? That's a great discount name for room-only reservations. It's a great time. Right now, January is a great time to plan that 2019 vacation. So drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and please let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I'll be planning a great Disney getaway. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Again, thanks to everybody who continues to support the Be Our Guest podcast, whether you're buying mittens, long underwear, a hat, whatever you need to survive this cold. We can help you with that. Just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. It supports the show. We get a little commission from Amazon with each purchase. It goes towards our hosting and bandwidth costs, and we appreciate that so much. Remember, they always say to dress in layers, and where are you going to get your layers? Over at Amazon. Check them out over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1441 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you and welcome to the weekend that is the weekend of misery here in St. Louis. It is Super Bowl weekend, and I really couldn't care less other than my dad gets to experience the Super Bowl. So yay for my dad. I'm excited for him, really, truly, because he's the hardest working person in the NFL. No kidding. I'm not joking about that. But I got to say, really don't like the Patriots. I know I'm rooting for them because I really, really, really don't like the Rams. But I think this is the first Super Bowl I won't be watching. So too bad. I'll have to turn on SEC Network. Hopefully they'll have something good on for us. So anyway, we're going to talk not football and all that good stuff. We're going to talk about Ricky's soggy trip to Walt Disney World last weekend, and she got to do some cool stuff, some of the new stuff that was out there. Got to see all that stuff on the social media, but also I want to hear about strategies for surviving a constant deluge, as they would say back at the old Living Seas. So joining us today to talk about her trip, Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Ricky, I hope you guys all survived Snowpocalypse 2019 in the South.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers are necessary. But is there a big thing happening this weekend? Because
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like my city's gone a little cuckoo bananas. There's definitely been some signs that something big is happening here this weekend. I'm not entirely sure. Some super thing is happening. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't either. And you know what? I know, like, Pats fans they're all in. I get that because you guys have, you know, you guys win a lot. And if you're from St. Louis, this is real quick. This is why this is the worst ever Super Bowl matchup in history.
Of course, I know that everybody's like, why? But no, it really is the worst.
Of course, we hate the Rams because they kind of messed our city over and then took off to LA and then got good. And they intentionally were bad here so they could move. So that's the deal there. We were great back in the, when we won, we had Warner and everybody. We were great. However, the Patriots, when they beat us in the second Super Bowl where we played them and they won on the field goal, they taped our practices, our walkthroughs, and cheated before we lost to them by barely just a little bit. So we don't like the Patriots either in St. Louis. I love all you guys that love the Patriots, so enjoy it, but not St. Louis. It's a tough pill to swallow, this matchup. So anyway,
it is.
Do win a lot, so congratulations to you guys. Hopefully you win. So anyway, let's talk about your trip, Ricky. So you went down for a weekend to see some of the new stuff with the Incredibles, the Festival of the Arts. And, you know, you're probably like, oh, man, I'm going to go down there. It's going to be 80 and sunny. Have a nice weekend.
I was.
Pack the sunscreen. Hopefully I don't get a burn. Tell us about the reality of this trip last week.
You know, this part that really stinks is if I had, so I was originally planning on going this weekend, this upcoming weekend, like Super Bowl weekend. But I, because I kind of wanted to get out of town for the Super Bowl here in Atlanta. I just kind of was like, I don't know if I want to be here. But I, when I was looking at flights, I had 3 extra hours that I got to be in Orlando if I switched my flight to the weekend before. So I was like, all right, that's fine. Let's just go, you know, let's go the weekend before. It'll be fine. You know, I'll still get to go down there and get everything I need. And yeah, that was a terrible mistake because it's going to be in the 70s this weekend. And it was not in the 70s.
You know what? Disney math doesn't always work out to your favor. It usually does, but in this case, maybe not.
It usually does, but this weekend, not so much. So, and I know, it's hard to complain about cold weather when there are negative temperatures that are being had, but it was miserable. I'm just throwing that out there. It was awful. The weather was terrible. And yeah, it was. So Saturday was fine. It was a little cool, but I was still comfortable in a sweatshirt. I had a hoodie, you know, that kind of thing. It was fine. It was very comfortable. And then when the sun went down, it got a little cold, but it was still manageable, right? Then Sunday came and, you know, they were forecasting all day rain. And I was like, okay, yeah, haha, it's Florida. Sure, all day rain. No. It was legit all day rain. And the high did not get above like 55. So literally walking around in wet, cold all day, it was terrible. It was and I know I had that tweet of, you know, everybody says a bad day in Florida is still better than a good day at home. No. This definitely, made that go into that thought process go into question for sure.
And let me just jump in, because I was watching your coverage, and you know, from my couch on, I think it was Sunday, and you know, I was watching The Sandlot. I was under a blanket. It was cold here in St. Louis, and just like. Yeah. Chilling for a few hours. You know, I don't get a lot of downtime. I had a little downtime on a Sunday afternoon. I saw that tweet come through, and I've been to Walt Disney World in a cold January rain, and I totally said I would much rather be here under the blanket watching The Sandlot than out in Epcot in a downpour in 50 degree weather in Florida. And I love, you guys know how much I love Walt Disney World. My whole life is built around this. But man, there's just sometimes that, you know, it's not always. It's about 99%, but that was the 1%. I'm like, nah, I'd rather be on the couch.
Again, it was manageable-ish in the daytime. It wasn't so bad. And then as that sun went down, whoo boy, I'm telling you that. Because I was already cold and wet. And then the sun went down and it got colder. And I mean, it was still wet, but you know, it got colder. And I was just standing there freezing, attempting to eat my food from Festival of the Arts. I'm just like, this was a huge mistake. Like trying to find some spot to jockey. I literally was eating by the refreshment port bathrooms on the drinking fountains, just because it was a place that was semi-dry and I wasn't getting wet. I was literally using a drinking fountain as a table.
Ouch.
That's a new one, right? Not a trash can, a drinking fountain.
Hey, you know, that's the next level Disney fandom. You know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to,
right.
The trash can's like the, you know, the expert level, but you were like beyond expert level with the drinking fountain in the covered area. All right, so talk to us about, you know, some of the stuff you got to do, because you got to experience Festival of the Arts for the first time. You also did some of the incredible stuff. So walk us through that for those folks that are heading down here in the next couple months.
I did. So let's start with Festival of the Arts, because that was the thing I actually went down for. And I didn't, obviously, because of the rain and the weather, I didn't get to see all of it. But that just means, again, I get to go down for another trip sometime when, you know, next year or whatever. So, but Festival of the Arts, I have to say, I really do think it could be my favorite festival that Epcot has. I think it's kind of a tie between that and maybe the Flower and Garden Festival. I really, really, really enjoyed it. I think that the food options that they have are excellent. They are far and above better than what they serve at Food and Wine. And I know that everybody who is a food and wine homers are like,
really?
But no, seriously, like the food is fantastic. It is served. So, you know, at At Food and Wine, they give you the little brown trays, you know, and they're like, here's your, it's basically like, kind of like, here's your slop in a way. Here, like, they are giving, they're giving nice, like, chinette looking paper plates. And they did like fancy plastic bowls. And, you know, like the presentation was way above what you see with the other festivals. The food was much tastier. It does, now I will say, the lines are, now granted, they weren't very long on Sunday when I was there because everybody, nobody was there at the park. But during the afternoon on Saturday when the sun was out and it was nice, the lines were a little long. And that's just because, as Chef Todd kind of talked about, you know, they really are taking that presentation and making these literal works of art. I mean, I went to the France Pavilion and they had a molten chocolate cake, and they were literally drawing on the plate. I mean, this is something they didn't have to do. They could have just plopped down a molten chocolate cake and said, here you go, here's your cake. They were drawing with, you know, gels and stuff like that, little designs on my plate. I mean, it was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. It looked like something I would have, if I'd have gone to a restaurant here in Atlanta, like they would have served me.
It sounds a lot like Disney Cruise Line stuff. You know how the presentation is part of the experience.
Absolutely, 100%. So I am 100% behind the Epcot Festival of the Arts food. I think it's so fantastic. It's way, way better than Food and Wine. And it certainly gives the food stations for the Flower and Garden Festival a run for their money. Because it was just, and Flower and Garden, I think, has some really good and unique food too. So, yeah, I've now done all four festivals. So I do think that this is my favorite one that they have, for sure.
That's what people keep saying. I think it's because it's new, it's fresh, and maybe, you know, with the new thing, they have to try harder.
I feel like the Festival of the Holidays, while they've had that before in a way, like that's still kind of something that's relatively new, especially the food booths. And while there are some things that sound good during that festival, I don't know. I just feel like there was definitely more things that I was like, I have to try that. I have to try that. I have to try that at this festival. So, yeah, I really thought the food was excellent. As far as some of the other things that they have, you know, they have something that I think a lot of people wish that they had all the time. And that is they have these animation classes. And it's just like what used to happen with the Animation Academy at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And it's in the Festival Showplace, which for those who maybe don't know, in the past, that was the Odyssey. It's that big building that's right along the pathway as you're walking from Future World into World Showcase. You'll see there's a big, pretty mural that says, you know, Festival Center. And in there, you can, it takes place starting at 3:30 until I think 8:30 is the last one. But you can actually, you know, draw the characters, and they have an animator up there who teaches guests how to draw the characters. Now, I do think that as the day progresses, you have a better shot of getting into one of the animation classes. I think, again, kind of like I was saying, in the afternoon, I feel like everybody rushes in there and wants to do those things. And then as the evening goes through, the crowds die down in that area, and I feel like you have a better opportunity to draw some of the characters. But they had quite a few spots set out for people to be able to do that and really get in on that. They also had some really unique things that you could do, like screen printing Festival of the Arts shirts, which was really cool. You could do like marbling on scarves, which was really awesome. I thought that was really, really unique. And there is just a ton of art everywhere. If you guys remember a long time ago, they had the Festival of the Masters, I think is what it was called.
Yep.
And this was a festival that happened at, it was actually at Downtown Disney Springs. And it was just for one weekend. And they would have artists come and display their artwork and stuff like that. But again, it was just for one weekend. This takes that and bounces it up to a whole other level, because there are artists literally everywhere, littered around World Showcase. I mean, there are just tons and tons of great pieces of artwork that you can purchase. And again, this happens, you know, for like 6 weeks. So, you know, you have time to purchase art instead of, you know, it just being one weekend and you're not being able to maybe do that. So, and there are some great Disney artists. I follow some of them on Twitter that are there, that are, have their art displayed. And again, just some very gorgeous pieces of art that you can see, and experience. So, that's really
cool. Let me ask you this about the animation classes, because again, those, when you posted that, those got, you know, a lot of notice on social media. A lot of people said, this is what we're missing from the studios. We used to love these classes. I did too. And I can't draw a stick figure, but I used to like just going in. And even when they had it back at Disney Quest, I think they had some kind of an animation class there too, way back in the day. So what's the process for like queuing up? I mean, is it just you stand in the queue, you get in, do they give you a number? How's that work for getting in?
Yeah, so I mean, basically all you do is stand in line. They have some stanchions that are set up that you can do switchbacks. Now, again, it's hard for me to say how early you should get in line because really, because of the weather, it really impacted this weekend. So it's really hard for me to say exactly how early you should get in line. I would say at least 15 minutes ahead of time. Just to kind of guarantee your spot, unless you see like the line looks really long and then you might want to hop in a little bit earlier. But I think they have, I think it was every half hour, if I remember right, that they do an art class. So, you know, at least you have some opportunities. And like I said, at the end of the evening, you have a much better, if you've missed it the whole day, you have a much better opportunity of getting in and having the opportunity to draw. Just if that's something you absolutely want to make sure you do. So yeah, it was literally just switchbacks that they had people to line up in.
So what about too? You, because I've heard a lot about, you know, I've heard about a lot of this stuff, but you mentioned like the marbling of the scarves and the screen printing on the t-shirts. Like I haven't heard a lot about that. So is that something you buy the shirt and you go through the process? So it's like a make and take kind of situation. And what did you think of the prices for those kind of things and experiences?
So, of course, I feel, let's start with the pricing. The pricing is definitely a lot. But again, it's a unique souvenir that you can't get anywhere else. And this is handmade in a way, you know, so it's going to be completely unique, especially for the scarves. Now, you can't actually like do the scarves yourself or do the, you know, the screen printing yourself. They have cast members there to assist with that. But, you know, you get to pick kind of the design that you're looking for or with the scarves, the colors that you're looking for, that kind of thing. So at least you get some input on what the design looks like in a way. But again, it's just kind of a unique thing that they don't offer all the time, but it gives you one of those souvenirs that's completely Disney, but very, very unique as well.
So what kind of, I mean, is it, I'm just trying to picture this. So is it like abstract stuff like for the scarves and the shirts, or is it like, you know, like logos that you can kind of manipulate or what?
The scarves are definitely abstract. It's like they put color dyes in the water and then they put, and I don't exactly know how the whole process works because again, I don't know technical terms of things like that, but then they put it in the water and then the design kind of morphs all over the scarf and then they pull it up and the design is there. For the screen printed shirts, you get to pick a design. So they have a lot of Epcot Festival of the Arts designs that you can choose from. I want to say there was probably about 15, 20 different designs that you could really choose from. And then you could choose what color shirt you wanted. And I think there were some other like specialty things that you could do with that, but it was very cool for sure. The marbling of the scarves is done at a booth. That's around World Showcase Promenade. The shirts, the screen printed shirts, you can do that in the festival showplace.
Cool. That's awesome because I think, you know, my thing is I always like to bring home souvenirs from Walt Disney World that are very unique, you know, and a lot of times I like to bring home stuff that like, you know, that's why I like Run Disney medals, you know, like I earned it or I created it, you know, not just something I buy off a shelf. You know, I like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So. Cool. So what?
Absolutely. And with the being art too, I mean, you know, the Festival of the Arts, if you buy something from the Festival of the Arts, it's going to be a completely unique souvenir for the most part. I mean, it's not like you're going to see that everywhere. Now, granted, it's art, so it costs a little bit of money too. Yeah. But you know, you get what you pay for. It's a completely unique set of piece of artwork that you can display.
So another thing I saw that you did, and this is right up your alley with your musical theater kind of background in high school and so forth, is that you went and saw one of the performances. Now tell us about who performs, you know, where they perform and what were your thoughts of what you saw?
Yeah, so every night now, because they have decided that they are going to do the Disney on Broadway concert series, every night guests can catch performers who were actually on Broadway, and they will perform songs from popular Disney musicals. So, and this, the musicals run the gamut too. So it's not like just musicals that are on Broadway now. Of course, they did have a very heavy Frozen experience. But, you know, they did songs from Newsies. They did songs from the now kind of defunct Little Mermaid musical. They did songs from Tarzan, which is no longer playing anymore, because it was... they did songs from Beauty and the Beast. Actually, the performers that I saw were Carrie Butler and Kevin Massey. Carrie was in Beauty and the Beast, and Kevin was actually in Tarzan. So, of course, they kind of sang the songs that they would have sang from those two songs, but or from those two musicals. But the performances last about a half an hour. They're fun. They're unique. These two artists played off of each other really well, so it was very entertaining to watch too. Because these aren't like, you know, it's not like you're seeing, 98 Degrees, or it's not like seeing Neil Patrick Harris in Candlelight Processional. So these aren't as well known of people, unfortunately. The crowds for the performances are not super busy. Again, maybe it was because it was cold too, but I just feel like you have a better shot of getting into these performances than you would, just a standby guest than you would maybe one of the other festivals. So with that being said, they do have dinner packages for these. If you are a Broadway nerd like I am, and you would like to make sure you don't miss one of these performers, like you really want to see Ashley Brown and Josh Strickland, who are fantastic, and you want to make sure you see them perform, I would absolutely make sure you get the dinner package. But when I was there, I did have my brother's friends did save us seats. So, I mean, I was, third row. Seriously, I mean, maybe 15 rows back, you could still get seats. So, you could see really well too. So, I think that that you can skip the dining package for this unless you really, 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 really want to see these artists perform. So
that's good because, I think it's good to have stuff that isn't just Walt Disney World is getting, obviously Disney fans, it's easy to jump into the fandom and get on the social media and kind of learn all the tips and tricks where 10 years ago it was a select few that kind of knew the hacks and stuff. So now it's really many of these events are really kind of like really hard to get into unless you're really on the ball. But I'm glad to hear that Absolutely. This is kind of something that maybe just somebody that's happening upon, hey, I'm at Epcot today, it's Festival of the Arts, and maybe they get introduced to a Broadway musical and they weren't really intending that. They weren't going for that, but they can still get in because a lot of these things you get shut out on before you even know it.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's gotten completely insane with some of the artists, and you do have to get the dinner package. And so it is nice to be able to just kind of walk up because when you walk past, you hear the performances. So it's nice to be able to hear the performance and go, hey, I want to see that, and actually go in and actually watch the performance. So again, they did a fantastic job. So I was very impressed with them. But then again, they're Broadway singers. So
yeah, they should be. I mean, it's like us podcasting, man. It's nothing to it. We just, exactly. Boom, you turn it on. No, just kidding. We're not Broadway people. So Robin's asking, how expensive were the paintings? I bet they're gorgeous. I would guess that it's kind of like the Art of Disney store where maybe they have some like small little, screens or stuff that, the guy like me could walk home with. But then, if you want an OG big old picture, you're talking probably thousands, right?
Absolutely. That's 100% how it works. I mean, if you wanted a kind of a smaller painting, or just thing to display, on a coffee table or something like that, you could probably get that for somewhat reasonable. They had huge paintings that were available that I didn't even look at the pricing on because I was like, I am not going to be able to afford that even if I wanted that. So,
well, that's the rule. If you have to ask the price, you can't afford it.
Yeah. I dropped a couple $1,000 on this painting right now.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's wrap up Festival of the Arts because we talked about the food a lot last week. You kind of talked about the musical aspect, the visual aspect. So just a tip or two for folks that are going down because it's going on here for another 6 weeks or so.
I mean, again, don't miss out on the Broadway performances. Even if it's not your thing, it really is a really cool experience. So you definitely want to do that. The food is, again, like I said, it's really good food. It's also a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. These were decent sized portions. I got, so you've seen pictures of the chocolate chip cookie that they have, mm-hmm. that you know, it's got like gels on it so that you can paint. It looks like a painter's palette. That sucker was a big cookie. I was not expecting it to be that big. I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I thought it was gonna be like a small little chocolate chip cookie. It was a good sized cookie that I was glad to split among the three of us. Granted, I was kind of full from eating all the other stuff from Festival of the Arts too. But I feel like the food, the portion size for the options that you get are really decent sized. So you may want to do a thing where you share amongst the family if you are there. You know, again, make sure you go into the festival center because it is just a kind of unique experience as well. They do have, like I was saying last week, they do have some seminars that you can take part in. Some of them do cost money. Just make sure you check the times guide or check online to see what seminars may be going on while you're there. And some you may have to sign up for ahead of time. So if there's a seminar that looks intriguing to you, I know they have like cell painting seminars for some things that you can do that have a special cost to it that you have to sign up for ahead of time. So there's definitely some unique things that you can do as well as that. And one thing that I didn't get to do that I'm really sad, but because of the weather, it just didn't work out, was I really wanted to do the paint on the mural thing that they have.
That's cool.
And I didn't get to do it because it just, you know, when it's raining, they don't want you out there painting on a mural.
So where is the mural? Where is that located, the mural? I've seen pictures of it, but I can't picture where it is.
Yeah, because it's not where I thought it would be. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I thought it would be like, for me, I thought it would be on the walkway to, from like Illuminations, Imagination to World Showcase, but it's not. It was kind of in between Canada and the main pathway for, you know, going back to Future World, but it wasn't on the walkway down. It was really right there in the middle of still World Showcase.
So kind of by the refreshment port kind of area.
It was kind of by the refreshment port.
The DVC stand.
A little bit. Yeah, it was a little bit further over to the side there, but. It was by the promenade. I think it was the promenade food booth.
Yeah,
is where it was.
Cool.
So yeah, it was more in the center than I thought it would be.
All right, so you did some other stuff outside of Epcot. I know you saw the Incredibles stuff. So is that just your basic dance party, or what else did you do?
So it's actually really cute. You know, it is. It's definitely something that Disney is like, hey, you know what? We have this giant Star Wars land area opening later this year. So we may want to throw in something in this Pixar area that we aren't using anymore right now. It feels a little temporary, but it's still fun. They have, it's set up as Municiburg. They took the section that used to be where Toy Story Mania was, and they've kind of reskinned it a little bit. So, you know, where the Hey Hey takeaway counter is, that's now the bakery where you can get the Jack Jack's Cookie Num Num. Matter of fact, they, you know how they had the Woody's thermos there? I mean, they really just wrapped it with they took off the Woody's thing and they wrapped it with a new like thermos skin. So like, you know, it's still like this, the bits and pieces are still there. They just kind of reskinned things. They do have in the area where you could meet Buddy and Wooz. Wait,
I think it would be Woody and Buzz or Buddy and Wooz, but whatever. That's a good one though. Yeah. They're the knockoff. They're the Mixar characters is what they are.
You know, I was trying not to do that because I know you've done it before.
Yes, you got to be like, careful because, you know, we do pay the big cost to Pixar and Disney, so we can use the real names here on the show for you.
No, I still can't do it. Buzz and Woody.
There you go.
So I got it now. So where you used to be able to meet them, you can meet Edna Mode. This is where I think they put all their money because they redid the waiting area for this. So they have like the super suits for Frozone and Mrs. Incredible and the old Mr. Incredible, you know, super suit. So and then you get to meet Edna here. So that's kind of a nice meet and greet opportunity where I'm still laughing, where you didn't get to meet Edna before. So that's kind of cool. they have some photo opportunities. So if you're Instagramming away, you definitely have some spots where you can do that. And then they have the Super Shindig, which is, of course, a dance party, because what is it at Walt Disney World without a dance party? So you can dance with, you know, the Incredibles characters. They also have some other characters that are roaming the streets as they would be. So they have like a TV reporter who's there to get the scoop on things, and some other like characters that are there to kind of talk to the Incredibles and things like that. So they have a little bit of a show element with it. They had the one reporter guy interviewed a little girl, and they gave her one of the cookie num nums, and they were asking her thoughts on that. Oh, so yeah. You know, that was kind of, that was cute. Yeah. So anyway, it's cute. It's temporary. It's fun. If you're looking to just have something new and experience, this is definitely something that you can do. Is it going to stay forever? No, it's not going to stay forever. But, you know, something fun to do if you're going like the summer or something like that. Because I think it ends on September 30th, actually.
Woman, so. Where's my super suit? That's my favorite.
Yes. I love it's it. Honey. Oh, honey, because her name is Honey. Her name is Honey.
Oh, I thought it was Woman. See, if I said that, I would get hurt by my wife. So I don't say that.
Yeah. You get stabbed.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah. I don't
it's
do
honey.
That.
Her name is Honey. A lot of people didn't know that that's actually her name. They just think he's calling her Honey, and no, that's actually her name. So
see?
Anyway,
you know.
Yeah. All right. So you learned something new today.
So we have about 5 to 10 minutes left. What else did you do down there? Maybe tips for surviving the rain if it happens to you.
I definitely have those. So let's go back to the Magic Kingdom. I wanted to go to the Magic Kingdom because you can now meet Mickey and Minnie together at the Town Square Theater. This is, a temporary thing, limited time opportunity, but you can meet them, I think, again until September 30th. And they are meeting in their fun Fetty costumes.
So
like
90s. So 90s.
Yeah, it's very 90s. Not age well. But it's to celebrate Mickey and Minnie's 90th birthday. And make sure that if you do go, there's and I don't know how long it's going to last, but right now there's a counter where you can go and sign your name and where you're from, and to celebrate Mickey's birthday. And they'll give you like a card that's got some stickers in it. So that's kind of a fun little takeaway that you can get. But it was great to meet Mickey and Minnie together. I don't know why they decided to put Mickey in culottes, but that's what they did. So I got nothing. I really don't know why they didn't give him long pants.
That's hot.
But yeah, but it was really fun to get to meet them. I had a good time. A couple other things that they're doing that I didn't get to experience because of the rain is they did change up the Move It, Shake It, Mouse Could Dance It Street Party, which I've actually heard good things about, and I was really disappointed that I did not get to see. But, you know, when it's raining, they're not going to have that take place. Also, I didn't get to see this too, but Mickey and Minnie are now meeting together. Pluto has moved back to where Minnie was meeting in the Pete Silly Sideshow, which means where Pluto was meeting, which was at the front by the flagpole, they're now doing kind of a limited time character thing. So again, I didn't get to see it because they weren't going to have the characters standing out in the pouring rain. But they're doing unique characters like, Robin Hood. They're doing Chicken Little. They're doing the big one is they're doing Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde from Zootopia. So they have like a bunch of different characters that are out there meeting. It's just one per day. But they do have a different surprise character each day, which is kind of a cool thing, especially for those who like to meet characters.
Limited time magic.
Limited time magic is back, baby. Okay, let me give you guys some tips for the rain and the cold. I did not quite heed my advice on this. I very strongly suggest bringing a water-repelling jacket. I just wore a hoodie and it got damp. Even though I had an umbrella, which I am one who lives and breathes by the umbrella. I don't know how people wear the ponchos because, it feels like a sweatbox. B, when it's raining, the rain is still hitting your head. So, like, I don't understand how that's okay. It's not okay with me. So I have an umbrella that I bring with me. I have an extra large umbrella so that it keeps me dry. Granted, it did not keep me dry because of how much it was raining, but it still worked better than nothing. But yeah, because it was so wet, like, my jacket just got damp. My jeans were damp the whole day. Another tip, bring rain boots if there's a day like this that it's just going to be cold and rainy and wet, because my shoes got sopping wet by stepping in puddles that just inevitably show up. So if there's like a day where it looks like it's just going to rain all day, make sure you pack some rain boots as well. I know it's a weird thing to want to pack, but I really wished I would have had them, because again, nothing is worse than having, you know, wet shoes, wet socks, and then you have to wear those same shoes the next day. Mm-hmm. So, make sure you at least pack an extra pair of shoes if you're going to do that too. But yeah, it was definitely cold. You might want to bring like the hot hands, hot feet. I had them with me. I was too cold to actually bust them out. Like, that's how cold. Like, I was like, I can't open it. Cause my hands were wet the whole time. Like, you know, they were damp. Like, it was literally just, I was damp from head to toe all day yesterday. So, that was kind of, or I guess I should say Sunday. So that was kind of a bummer. I was damp. Damp was the key word for yesterday. Sunday, damp. So
well, I watched the Pro Bowl, which was, you know, in Orlando as well, over at Camping World Stadium, and it was just pouring. I mean,
yeah,
pouring. So yeah, yes. I felt for you. But I mean, overall, it sounds like you had a good time and the crowds were low, at least.
I mean,
there's always a silver lining.
We made the best out of a bad situation. It's just like I said, when the sun went down on Sunday night and I was damp all day, and it got really cold. It was 6:30. And I had, I talked about how I picked the earlier weekend because I wanted more hours and I ended up leaving the park earlier. But it was 6:30 and I was like, I can't stay here anymore. I have to leave. So, that was my bad.
Yes. And Crystal actually right now in the chat has the tip I was going to say, which I've learned a long time ago. If you take newspaper and throw it in your shoes, like crunch it up, it will wick the water, no kidding, super fast out of your shoes by the next morning. It's a great tip.
Very helpful.
And you can get a newspaper usually down at the gift shop. So, yes. Well, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, all in all, the thing is, you can't control the weather. You know, you plan it, you want to have a great trip, but you make the best of it. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I did get my Mickey sipper.
Oh, I'm so excited. Nice.
So I did. Thank you to Cheryl Perlmutter, who got it for me. So I'm so thankful. And that was so very nice of her. So I got my sipper.
Yay. All right. Well, hey, good trip. And, we'll have to get down there. We have to come down for Princess, maybe. See if you can swing it.
I can't. I realize that that's my niece's baptism weekend. So I can't. I'm, like, legitimately stuck on that weekend. Yeah. I can't do anything. I have to go back home to St. Louis that weekend.
Oh, well, you're missing out, man.
I know. I'm so mad at myself. I was like, no, I could have picked any weekend for the baptism, and I picked this one.
we'll make it. All right. Well, thanks for sharing with us, Ricky. Sounds like you had a good soggy trip, but fun had by all, as much as you can have.
Fun was had by all, yes. Oh, one other thing. Because it was so wet and cold, I got to meet a lot of characters. I had the best meet and greet with Merida I've ever had in my entire life. Somehow, she legitimately like talked to us for a good 5 minutes, and I'm going to tell you, there were people in line behind us, and I'm pretty sure they were like, would she stop talking to these people?
Move along.
It was seriously the most fun meet and greet. Somehow she got me to touch my nose with my tongue. I didn't even know I could do that. And it was a riot. So thanks, Merida. It was fun.
It sounds like it's almost a human resources issue, but not quite. I don't know. That's strange.
Quite, yeah.
So anyway. All right. Well, don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When the weather is miserable, that's the best time. Seriously, that's the best time to start looking at your next Disney vacation and put down that deposit, because it gets you dreaming. There's nothing better in cold weather than to dream about your next Disney vacation. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote while you're there, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And you and I are going to be planning a great Disney vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And again, you got to do some shopping online. Do it at Amazon. Use our Amazon affiliate link. We appreciate that so very much. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. We've got an awesome Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And if you have a little spare time this weekend, I know it's a busy weekend for a lot of folks watching some football and everything, but we'd really, really appreciate an iTunes or Stitcher review. So if you wherever you pick up your podcast, just take a couple minutes, please, jot down your thoughts on the show. Give us a star rating. That helps other people discover the show, and we appreciate that so very much. So thanks so much in advance for that. So time to get out of here and let you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for checking in. Everybody tuned in live, we appreciate that so very much. Everybody who downloaded, streamed the show, thanks for doing that. We just love having you as part of the podcast community.
One other thing too, I just want to throw in. For those who don't know, we do have a TeePublic shirt shop, and I created a very fun shirt that is absolutely perfect for our show. It is the Disney Skylander gondola system. So it's really cute. And if you want to support the gondolas,
Team Gondola.
We've got the shirt for you.
That's right. And it's a cool looking shirt. So check that out as well. All right, we're going to cut you loose. Hope you have a great weekend. Whatever you do, have fun. Party with your team if they win on Sunday. But please, the most important thing is that you're back here on Monday. So stay safe.
That's right.
Don't drive if you're out there having a good time. Have somebody else drive for you. Have a sober person like me that doesn't care about the Super Bowl. Hey, I will come and take you home. I'll take you home from wherever party you're at, because this is just the worst matchup ever for a St. Louis fan. It's horrible.
Correct.
But I hope your team wins. Yes. Go you guys. Because I love football, but I just, this is killing me. So anyway, have a great weekend. Stay safe. For Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you an awesome weekend, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.